Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Block. An update on SpaceX having to do with the FAA and a lawsuit against Starship. You will recall the first test of Starship did not completely succeed. And because of that, there is a lawsuit from an environmental group, but I've lost track of why. Bob, explain, please.
Yeah, very quickly, it's not just one environmental group. A whole bunch of environmental and leftist political organizations filed, and individuals and surfers, in addition, filed this lawsuit saying that the failure of the Starship Super Heavy launch in April means that they really need to do a new environmental impact statement at Boca Chica, and they cannot allow any more launches until that's completed. Of course, that'll take years. It could take 5 years to do that. And so both the FAA and the SpaceX have now submitted their response to that lawsuit, basically saying that these groups don't have any standing. They don't really even, they're not even harmed themselves particularly by this. And in fact, the actual launch itself didn't produce any harm, and it did not. And we have empirical evidence that spaceports don't harm the environment anyway from Cape Kennedy. Cape Canaveral. And so they've now requested the court to just dismiss the suits entirely. We're going to have to wait and see what the court finally decides. If the court does not dismiss this suit, it will definitely delay the next Starship.
Is there any indication that SpaceX is preparing to shift to Kennedy, to Canaveral, in case this suit drags on?
SpaceX has been preparing launch sites for Starship Super Heavy at Cape Canaveral. The problem is that they have some issues with NASA there. Their launch site for Super Heavy Starship is too close to the launch site for the manned missions, and NASA wants them to get a different launch site working for manned missions before they'll allow Starship Super Heavy at Kennedy. So there are problems in both cases here, John. If this suit is not dismissed, we will not see Starship Super Heavy, and that means Artemis cannot land on the moon as planned.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.